Welcome to the Mind to Muscle podcast, where we focus on exercising our minds and our muscles. I'm your host and sweaty mama, Jennifer Loganville, and my goal is to empower you to live each and every day stronger than yesterday. Being the strongest in the room isn't only about your physical fitness, but your confidence and mindset. Here, I'm your biggest cheerleader as we learn how important it is to put your mind to muscle even before picking up the weight. Otherwise, what are you doing? Grab your water and get set up. We're starting in 3, 2, 1, let's go. Welcome back. Another episode in the Recharge House with my amazing sweaty sisters. We're going to go in. If you want to introduce yourself.
I'm Jewel.
Welcome. Thanks for being here with me.
Yes, I'm so excited.
What's been your experience so far on the retreat?
It's been so amazing and just eye-opening and growing because we're all growing out and getting uncomfortable, but being wonderful and growing friendships.
So this is your first full day here. What has been your favorite moment so far?
I would say my favorite moment was doing the workout on the beach. I think that was just so fun and energizing and crazy.
It didn't go as planned because of the weather, but we can't control the weather. But we didn't get rained on, and it was everything I needed because it was so peaceful. The sound, I'm like, if I could work out to that sound every single day, I would not need music.
Yes, it was that. The sound of the beach is one of my favorite sounds. I just love hearing the ocean. So I think it ended up being just perfect.
I agree. I hope you guys love it because it's amazing. Okay, we're going to change this one up a little bit. And we're going to start with two lies and one truth. Do you want to go first?
Okay, yeah, I'll go first. My first is I was a business major before I went into healthcare. I speak 3 different languages, and I used to live in Canada.
I would say business before healthcare.
No.
That's not your truth? One more guess. Canada?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's funny. How long did you live there and why?
I lived in Canada for 2 years. And it's kind of a long story, but I got married when I turned 18 and he lived up there. So I moved up there to be with him for a couple of years.
That is wild. It's an experience.
It was
everything's experience. Some people are like, if you could go back and, you know, change something in your past. No, because you would literally be erasing yourself. So everything's an experience.
It was totally an experience. I wouldn't change it. I learned so much from that whole part of my life.
What is it wildly different? I hear that it is. I've never been to Canada. My husband has traveled to Canada for work, but what's it like there versus here?
It really wasn't that much different. I mean, it felt, I lived in Ontario in Toronto, and it was a small suburb. And so I worked at a coffee shop and everybody was so nice, but everybody was from somewhere else. So it was really interesting. And I learned a lot from a lot of different people. It was just really cold. And I don't do well in the cold.
Yeah, I think I meant climate and like expensive. When Johnny would go to Canada for work, he would eat like, he's like, it's like comparable to like an Applebee's. And he couldn't walk away without like a $100 meal.
Yeah, I was still pretty young. So finances weren't, I was just like, you know, it is what it is. And we'll just pay for however it is.
And you're probably not, when you're that age, you're not going out to eat and stuff like that. So you're just, yeah, I get it. But would you ever move back?
No, I would never. I would definitely visit. I've always wanted to go back there and just visit during the summertime, but because it's so beautiful.
Yeah, I definitely want to visit there. Okay, so I'm going to go now. I have ran a 5K. I used to explore caves and I love to ski. Which one is a truth?
That you love to explore caves.
That is so funny because I just read those to Katie and she's like, that is so bizarre. But yes, that is true. I used to go through caves, and to do it now, I probably would not enjoy it, but I was like 18, just, you know, adventurous. And yeah, I have never ran a 5K, and I will go skiing because Johnny loves to ski, but it scares me the whole time I'm doing it.
I can totally see you being an adventurer, like exploring all the caves and be like, what's in this one? Let's go.
Yeah, I did. I loved it. Okay, now let's jump to your journey and kind of what brought you to JGFG.
So one of my friends, one of my son's friends, who is now one of my friends, she's the one that introduced me to it and was like, oh, hey, you should totally check this out. So I did. And it's kind of funny. I joined in July, Christmas in July. And I joined, did the year membership. But I didn't actually start doing any of the workouts until January because I was like giving myself all the excuses. I was like, well, I don't have a place to do it. And I don't know if I want to work out in the mornings or if I want to work out at night. And I like contemplated that forever. And then, well, I just don't know, you know, how to do it or what to do or when I'm going to do it. And so, I mean, I gave myself so many excuses. And then finally, January of 2023, I was like, all right, I'm done with the excuses. I'm not going to do this anymore. I don't care what time I do it. I'm just going to pick a time. So I finally was like, okay, after I'm not a morning person. I don't like to wake up early. So I'm just going to do it after the kids go to sleep. I'm going to put them to bed and get it done. I don't care how late it is. I'm going to get it done. And so I started doing that. And then after probably 3 or 4 months, I was finally like, okay, this is getting harder to get keep doing it at night. So I was like, I'm going to start getting up in the morning and doing it. And then since then, I've been doing it in the morning. And it's hard. It was really hard at first to do it in the mornings. But I feel so much better getting it done and stuff and in the mornings. And
do you feel like it's getting easier now, though? You said it's still hard, but is it easier than when you started?
Oh, it's definitely so much easier. And I know how much better I feel when I do it.
So it's worth it.
It's definitely worth it.
I love that. And your family knows. I love that you're like, your family knows that's your time. That's you and your kids see you do it. Tell me about that.
Yeah. So on my days off, I'll do it with, I like to have my kids, they enjoy doing it with me. Or even sometimes in the mornings, my husband will join me. So it's become this whole family thing. And I love that. Like JGFG has brought my family closer together where we're just getting strong together. And my kids see me doing it and they're like, oh my gosh, mommy, you're so strong. Look at you go. You know, and my daughter sees me do it and she's like, look at my muscles, mommy. Look at me doing it. And she does the whole workout. She's 5 and she'll do the whole workout too.
That's so impressive. I love it. They're always watching, always watching.
Yes. And I love the message it sends them. I'm like, mommy's not trying to get skinny and lose weight, but I'm trying to get strong and healthy.
I love it. That's the ultimate goal. That's the epitome of JGFD. Just strong, healthy, better than yesterday in muscles. Like strong is beautiful. Setting that for boy and girl, both can be like, so then as you know, your son can look at women and be like, she's strong. She's beautiful. Not just a set of a body type. And same for daughters too.
Yes. Yeah. And I like that for my son too. I'm like, hey, this is what beautiful looks like. And this is, you know, it's good for you to get strong and, you know, and get healthy.
Yeah. I love that. It's so true. Tell me about your macro journey and how you've overcome and now you're doing the hard things with the macros. Tell me about that. Cause I know members love to hear stories of not doing them, how you overcame because macros are hard in the beginning. And now the benefits are seen.
Yeah, I felt like, so I was like, okay, I'm going to take baby steps. And after being a part of the group for a couple months, I was like, all right, I feel all these muscles, but now I want to see them. So I knew I needed to get my diet under control. So when I first started, it was very overwhelming. And like figuring out the app and figuring out like counting everything. I felt like it took me a long time before I could even sit down and eat. But I just have to be like, okay, I kept telling myself over and over and over again. I was like, I will get this. This will come to me one day. This is going to be easy and it's all going to like come and everything's going to be good. And it does. I kept things really simple at first. Like I was just going to do chicken and a vegetable like chicken breast and a vegetable, tuna and a vegetable, or a fruit, or something super simple. I didn't go into crazy recipes.
And honestly, as a beginner, that is the best way to start, to get comfortable with portion sizes, eating the right amount of protein, getting carbs, learning what's a carb, what's a fat, what's a protein. Like basics. Start with the basics. Use the lean meal plan guide as your base and just figure it out. And then you can add in. And now you're finding that you can add in real life food and you can build recipes and it's manageable and doable, right?
Yes. Yeah, it's definitely. And now that I finally, like, because I started, I think, in March or April, and now it's like, oh, hey, I've got these carbs. I've got, I hit my protein. I'm doing really good. And I love it. I can tell how much better I feel when I hit my macros, and I can see it in my body when I hit my macros. And so it does, it makes the biggest difference.
It really is. It's a game changer. And macro, you don't have to follow macros for life. So don't ever feel like that is like the goal and what intimidates you. Some people are like, I will thrive. If you're like a person who loves a routine and a schedule, people thrive on macros. And they're like, Jen, I don't ever want to stop because this is how I am so much more organized. I feel like I'm really fueling my body properly, which you are. And some people are like, I want to do it for a couple of months and then I want to intuitively eat. And let me teach you how to do both. And you can decide what fits you better. You don't have to do macros forever. But then macros open your eyes to what you're putting in your mouth and how you're feeling your body. And then hand in hand, your results and how you feel. Would you agree?
Yeah, I definitely agree. And I feel like one of the ways I've been more successful is the kind of the 80-20 rule too, where I, you know, throughout the week, I hit my macros. I do really well. But I know Saturday night, I'm having a girls' night. We're going to go out to eat. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. And so I let loose and I have fun. I might not engorge myself or anything like that. I might be intuitive on Friday and Saturday. And then I get right back on it. And I say, you know what? That was a day or that was a meal. And that's okay because this is working. I'm still doing great. I'm still on this journey.
And you can pick it up on Monday and it's okay. That's the beauty. I've been on an 80-20 because of wrestling tournaments. And I'm like, you know what? It's going to be okay. It's not going to make or break my results, but I'm not binge eating. I'm not doing a free-for-all on those days that I'm not following my macros. I'm eating intuitively, hitting my protein, hitting my water, and knowing I'm going to start again on Monday or Sunday or whatever date that I want to. And that just because you have one day doesn't mean you have to let go and fail or, well, I messed up this day. Might as well. No. The beauty of macros, it's a 24-hour basis, and you can start in any 24 hours. And, or if I give you your macros midday, you already know what you ate for the day. You can input it and start it today. And then you can hit them for the rest of your day. It takes about 2 to 3 days to figure out when I figure your new macros. Would you say it gives you like 2 or 3 days to figure them out?
Yeah. Yeah, I definitely. It takes me like a couple days of then like, oh, okay, now let me figure out where I'm at and how to adjust and redo what I'm doing.
But do you like it or do you find it frustrating? Like, I love hearing feedback on that because for me, it's like, okay, 2 days of hard, figuring out new macros. Okay. Usually it's like a cut in my fat. So I'm like, okay, I have to eliminate. And because I was on bulking macros for so long over the winter to cut macros. And now I'm like, okay, that's okay. I was very hungry for a few days, but after the third day, I felt full and energized, but I felt leaner. And I've recently put you on some cut macros for this trip. And so tell me about that. Like, it's never hard enough where you feel like you can't do it, right?
Oh, right. Yeah. I don't ever feel like it's too hard. I feel like it's a challenge and it's a puzzle too. You know,
I love that.
Yeah. It's definitely a puzzle where it's like, okay, well, how can I do it this day? I'm not a planner either. So I'm not very good at figuring out my whole meal for the day or my whole week meals or anything like that.
So. Which is okay because some people, I have some members and I could list 10 off the top of my head right now. When do they do macro check-ins? And they pre-plan their meals for the whole week and then they put it in their app and all they have to do is put in their snacks or they pre-meal plan their breakfast and they copy it through the whole week and then they do their snacks and they copy it the whole week. And then I have people who are spontaneous and they live by the moment and they're like, well, today I guess I'm grabbing a protein bar and then I'm going to figure out what's for snack. And they like it kind of a mystery puzzle. But that's the beauty of macros is it literally can fit any personality, anyone's schedule. There's no excuse with macros, in my opinion.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I think you're more successful probably if you plan more, but you can do it without planning because that's how I do it all the time. Because yeah. I don't plan. I just do. I eat a lot of the same things. So the longer I've been in macros, the more I know, oh, hey, this will do good. This will do good. This will do good. But I just kind of go with it and figure it out as I go. And I feel like I do pretty well on hitting my macros.
You're a very successful member with check-ins. I'm always very happy with your check-ins. Tell me something, the first place you saw it in your body physically on like, oh my gosh, this is working. Where's the first place you noticed it?
I would say my stomach. Like I think with the workouts, I was building ab muscles, but then with the macros, I could just see kind of the fat melting off and I could see the tightening.
How long from starting to when you first noticed, when was your moment you were like, ah, this is working?
I mean, I would say probably hitting my macros after about maybe a month-ish, I could really start noticing a difference. And I was like, oh, wow, this is what I've been missing all my life. I need to do this.
And it's worth it. It's like, okay, that was a hard maybe week of figuring it out when it's brand new. Past that week, I say about the third week, you start feeling. The first 2 weeks, you're like, okay. The third week, you're like, I feel different. I feel good. The fourth week, month in, you're like, there it is.
Yeah. And you're not really even hungry either. You're like, I am fueling my body with what it needs. Like I'm doing what it needs for the workouts and I'm doing what it needs to be healthy. And my kids see me eating and I'm not starving myself. I'm like, I'm eating healthy. I'm fueling my body and I'm not starving myself.
Or restricting yourself. Like mom wants some Nerd Ropes. Your kids see you eating candy and you're like, yeah, I'm eating this, but within certain limits of like, I don't need to overeat it. And I'm measuring it. So then you're setting good boundaries and expectations around food and healthy relationship with food. Like, yeah, we can have potato chips, but let's just put it in a serving bowl. They don't register that you're weighing it probably. And maybe they do. Like Addie is starting to pick up and Addie will weigh her Skittles. And she's like, what's a good amount of grams for me, mom? And, you know, they pick up on all of this. And I'm like, why don't you just portion out what you want a little bit and see if you want more or less when you finish it versus that. And that's a good way to also, if you feel overwhelmed with macros, just going there and like, just listen to your hunger cues. We are born with hunger cues. We are then trained to overeat by emotions.
Yeah, I definitely think that. And I feel so much better on them of where I'm not hungry and I feel good and I know.
Empowering, knowing you're fueling your body, but yet eating anything you want.
Yeah. And that is so nice too, when I can be like, oh, hey, I'm going to have a Twizzlers pull and peel to top off my carbs for the night because I can.
And that is like, okay, because when you can eat it and you want it and then you're like, I can eat it and I fit it and I hit my goals and I'm still seeing results. That's like my favorite thing. And then like for you, I feel like recently you've had this aha moment of this click of these macros and then now you're seeing your results and it's like a level up on your journey. And then it's pushing you more and you're like, what else can I do? Now, if I pick up heavier weights with my macros, I'm going to see more muscle and then more muscle means more body fat gone. And now I think you're going through this aha clicking moment. Would you agree?
Yeah, definitely. And my word for the year was grow. Like, I'm going to grow more muscles. I'm going to do more. I'm going to push myself more, grow out of my boundaries that I've set for myself and keep going and keep pushing myself outside of the limits that I've set for myself.
Have you always been like this? Or tell us a little bit about any struggle that you've gone through that makes you like, kind of like we talked last night about now you can look back at your younger self who has gone through the struggles. And you can clap for yourself and be like, yes, I made it. I did this. I'm doing this for me. I'm doing this for my kids. Tell me a little bit about that if you want to share.
I would say I've kind of gone through seasons of pushing myself. Like, okay, I can, I know that I can do hard things. And I go through seasons where I push myself and I get out of my box and I go out. And then there's seasons where I'm more of a recluse and I'm just like, I'm just going to be in my nice little comfort box and just settle for what I am.
I think it's normal though. I go through seasons of like, and when you're reclusing, it's likely that your body and God is telling us we need to calm, could be for something greater. And you're like, you need a rest before the storm or rest before this big grow. You're like a caterpillar. So then you can blossom. That's what I think of whenever I kind of recluse back on. It's like I'm just refilling my cup so then I can pour out more.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's probably true too. Like your body's just like, God's just saying, here, rest, take a break. You've done so much. It's okay. It's okay to rest. It's okay to just be sometimes. Then you get recharged to go back out there and take on the world.
I hope that's what this is. I hope you get that from like, okay, we're recharging. And now you're like, let's go.
Yes, I do. I do feel like, this retreat is restful. It's also pushing myself to get out of my box and to get past my own little boundaries that I've set for myself. So I do think that I will be ready to take on the world when we get back.
Good. I love that. Okay. Do you want to share with us any sort of hardship that you've gone through that maybe you couldn't have gone through before, but now you're this strong, powerful woman that JGFG has helped you build?
I would say, I mean, JGFG, it has really helped me just in so many different ways of just building up my confidence. And I think before JGFG, I was just kind of like, okay, this is who I am. I'm just kind of here and I am what I am and just
not seen. And now you feel seen, you mentioned.
Yeah. Yeah. Now it's like, hey, you know what? I'm here. I like people do see me and I am strong and I am powerful and I am worthy. And it's so nice to be able to say that.
You are. You're so much. Can you tell us about, I love when we were talking about when you say, you know, whenever it was hard for you to put your posts out there and you're being vulnerable, you know, nobody in the group and it's okay if you didn't get a comment, but any comment you did, you're like, oh my gosh, you made my day sort of a thing. Because there's other members out there who probably get one or two comments and then some members get a bunch of comments. And it's not a popularity contest. It's like, it's okay. But also, let's talk about the Facebook algorithm is not very kind to even myself. Like I have people, my OGs in the group, have been here from 2018 with me. They'll text me like, do you ever see my posts? And I'm like, no. And I have to go and search them. And I'm like, it's never personal. It is totally Facebook. So just tell us about how you mentioned like overcoming that and not only posting for that kind of mentality. I loved hearing that last night.
Yeah. So when I first started, I only knew one person in the group and we never tagged each other or anything. So I would just comment on the workout. I would post my selfie just for accountability for myself, thinking nobody's going to see me. Nobody even knows I'm here, but that's okay because I'm just doing it for myself. And then listening to you like, hey, get active in the group, you know? And so I would post my selfie a little bit more often. I'd actually like make a Facebook post, not just within the comments. And it was nice to have, one of the best things about JGFG is the support of all the women. Like just no snarky things, just genuine women supporting women. And so even just getting a few likes was great. Even if I mean, there were posts that I had that didn't get anything and that was okay because I was still putting myself out there. And I'm like, this is me growing. This is me putting myself out there. And I knew. Also, the more I was active in the group, the more people would see it. And the more I commented on other people, the more they would see it.
And that's the thing. It's like, it's an algorithm. If you're commenting within the group, then you're going to see more of it on your Facebook. One, see people you don't know for two. But also, it's like, people comment when you comment. It's that, like, if you can't expect having all these comments and people cheering you, you can, because you're going to get it if people see it. If people, members in the group see your post, they're going to say, great job, you're made, all of these things. But if it's likely they're just not seeing it, or people love, like, if you're like, hey, great job, or comment on someone's post, they're like, it's Jewel, I'm going to click on her. And then they go and see your post, and then they're like, oh my gosh, look at this girl crushing it. And that's kind of how it was whenever you went from posting in the comments into your posts. One time we were figuring macros, you messaged me and I was like,
what is this ray of sunshine? And I click in her picture and I scroll and I'm like, how have I missed her? And it's because we weren't friends on Facebook. So I didn't see your posts other than when you messaged me. And I memorize people, their name with their profile picture. And that's how I make it. Because when I message you or if you email me, that is the connection. And that's how I memorize. Whatever your Facebook name is, your Jewel, like I won't say it on here, but you're your Facebook name in my head. You're your full name. And it's like Mandy is Amanda Kay. You know what I mean? And so that's how she's like, stop calling me Amanda Kay. And I'm like, yes, but that's who you are for so many years of my life. And so it's like I discovered her and now I see your posts and sometimes I don't and sometimes I do. And I think that's the beauty of it.
Yeah. And I think just sometimes I think it's just empowering to whether or not somebody's going to see your post or like your post, but just to put yourself out there. I know I've grown from that of like, you know what? This is me putting myself out there. And I've also noticed that there are so many other women that I've seen posts and they've inspired me. And I'm like, you know what? It's my turn to maybe try to inspire somebody else. Maybe something I will say or something I will do. Well, somebody will see it and be like, hey, that really inspired me.
And you're so relatable because you're just like, I'm here doing my thing. And it doesn't matter if you see it. It's amazing if you do, but I'm doing this for me. And that's what I love about you so much is that you're showing up for you. And anyone who wants to comment is just bonus. And at the end of the day, that's what matters. And that's how you really get a lot out of it is when you're showing up for you.
Yeah. And my kids love to be included in it. So anytime I do like a weekend workout or a late Thursday workout, they're like, I want to be in your selfie, Mom. Or can you post this in your JGFG group? I made this. Like they made a whole like JGFG block set. And they're like, will you take a picture of it and send it? You should put that in your group post, Mom.
I love it. It's really cool like hearing your guys' point of views and your stories. And because you're like, you're in my house. My family knows you. My kids know you. And for me, it's very humbling and shocking all at the same time, if that makes sense, that I'm like, that is true. Like, you know, and my kids are like, Mom, is that a member? Or they just think everybody does my workouts. And if you work out and have muscles, you must do my mom's workouts. And so I think it's funny. It's cool. I love that we get to bring our kids into it and establish foundational expectations almost and lifestyles.
Yeah, I love that my kids see it and they can join in and do get that foundation and those expectations, because I think the world sets out so many other expectations and throws so much stuff at them that I'm happy I'm putting this out there for them while they're young to get their mindset where it needs to be before they get too much stuff from the world.
I love that. What are two goals you have for 2024?
I would have to say that I'm really going to lift heavier, and that is probably my main goal is to push myself to lift heavier weights, because sometimes I kind of baby myself and be like, oh, well, I'm still doing it. I'm just not doing the heaviest weights I can do.
And I think that's common. And then whenever you pick up the heavy weight, you're like, holy cow, I'm so strong. And then whenever you keep doing that and then you see muscle changes, you're always gonna be like, this is what's making me grow. This is what's making me comfortable. In different cycles and different seasons, you may grab different weight. And 1 week, you're feeling really strong and you're doing that. I love it. Definitely make that your goal, one of them.
And then my other one is to be more active and put myself out there even more, not just in the comments, but maybe daily or weekly posts of myself like out there and just be more accountable.
You're learning how to make reels while on this trip. You're gonna be a reel expert by the time you go home. So you're gonna start posting reels and doing it. I love it. You're here growing and learning.
Right. Yeah. I'm learning all the new technology from Instagram and Facebook and all those.
I love it. I think that's great. Okay, what are a few questions you have for me?
I've always wondered, how many messages do you get in a day?
So collectively through all my inboxes, a couple hundred per day. It definitely goes in seasons. Like right now, I would say I get anywhere 500 plus messages in a day. And I'm like, it's hard for me to say that because I don't want people to not message me. And with my team, I'm like, I have more team now and I have more helpers, and it's easier for me to help and get back to you guys. And there, I literally have the dream team right now. And it's so helpful. And I have a really hard time asking for help, but they're so good. And so sometimes maybe 100 in a day collectively through the different inboxes that I get. And sometimes I would say several hundred. And so it's different. Like, you know, it's being the year, everyone wants macros. And some of it's just like a, hey, Jen, just want to stop by and say hi. And, or, you know, here's a non-scale victory. Or some are hundreds of macro check-ins. And I have some people on the same schedule just because they fall that way. And it's so different every day. And I think that's why I love this, and what has been keeping me coming and being able to do this for over, or for 6 years now, is every day is a different day. Every day it looks different. Every day I get a different question. I get similar questions, but it's always a different message that comes in, and I never know what to expect. And that's why I love it.
I do have to say, you have such an amazing team, and I'm so happy that you are supported the way you are, because those girls that are here with you are just awesome.
They are. They're amazing. And back at home, Johnny, like, if I didn't have him, I could not. And if my kids weren't so, they love this, that this is what they know. You know, Addie was so young when I started this. Reed was 6 months old when I started this. This is all that they know. And so they're like, oh, you have to go help your girls in Florida. Okay, that's great. And if Johnny wasn't the person that he was and the supportive person, none of this would be possible. Because if I didn't have him to help me, we wouldn't be here right now. JGFT would be here. We wouldn't be in Florida, you know? Definitely takes a village. It's not just me. It is the whole team behind me.
I think it is so important. And it's so helpful to have that support behind you.
Yeah.
I say, between having my kids and my husband, he's always been very supportive of, like, go get him. Like, I'm so proud of you for everything that you've accomplished and your dedication and your discipline. He's like, that is just so amazing and you're doing so good. And I think that definitely helps push me.
It is. And it's, I hear stories from members who go through the complete opposite. And they're like, I have no support. I have a husband who will not hang out with the kids for 30 minutes so I can pour into me. All he wants to do is sit on the recliner, be on his phone, play a game, won't help me, but expects the world in return. And that is so hard to read and relate to, but I try to give the best advice that I can give back to them. And then it takes me to a road of gratitude for the husband that I do have, because to feel unsupported, and then I try to encourage, I try to give tips and offer help. And then if they make the changes, or, you know, my best advice is just sit down, have the hard conversation and be like, I will be a better wife and a better mom and a better human if I can have 30 minutes. And I need you as, you know, the dad, the father, whatever it is, my team, my partner, to support me. And then I'm going to give you 30 minutes to do whatever you want to do. And it's a give and take. It's, you have to bring 100% of yourself to your marriage. Every single day, you have to put in the effort or it's not going to work. And so members who, you know, start with that, then they go and use those tools or try it, come back and they're like, okay, that's working. And then somehow, but just be supportive. Like, and I'm like, you don't have to understand. He doesn't have to come work out with you. But maybe that means 30 minutes of uninterrupted Xbox time for him or whatever he's into. Like, go let him out and tinker in a shop for an hour. If you can just get 30 minutes of you time and explain it, explain the why. And I think that is my best advice. What advice would you give to someone who doesn't have a support system?
Well, I agree with you. I think sometimes you just, or at least what's worked best with my marriage is that I don't hint around. I don't expect things without saying things. Like, I tell my husband, this is what I need. I need you to be here. I need you to do this. And I'm very thankful for him, because when I say what I need, he does it. He's like, oh, okay. But if I don't say it, then he doesn't know.
And it's a mystery. And then you're frustrated. And then you're in this like wheel of just frustration. And he's, why are you mad at me? You know, I think that's great.
Yeah. And if I say, this is what I need, this is what we need to do? And yeah, lay it out and be like, okay, I'm going to do this and then you can have this and we're going to make this compromise and just kind of put it out there and say, these are my expectations.
I love it. And we're going to wrap it up. One piece of advice you can give a brand new sweaty sister.
I think the best advice I can give is just don't give in to your excuses. Just push play, go forward, push past everything that your body, your mind is going to say that you can't do it and just do it.
I love that. Thank you guys for listening. Thank you for being here with me. You're strong.
You're beautiful.
You're powerful and worthy, and we love you.
Bye.
I hope you enjoyed this episode of Mind to Muscle. If you'd like to tune into future episodes, don't forget to follow me on your preferred listening platform. And if you enjoyed today's episode, make sure and leave a review. I really appreciate those. Don't forget, you are strong, you are powerful, you are worthy, and you can do hard things. I love you guys. Bye.